We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Sometimes you can learn a lot by talking to other coaches. Last week, we visited with safeties coach Dante Wright, also tight ends coach Travis Trickett, to get their thoughts on their individual units. But I asked both coaches what it was like going up against the other group. First, I talked to Coach Wright and asked him what it was like to defend West Virginia's offense this year, and he had an interesting response.
I see tremendous growth. I mean, Jarrett Dagey is playing at an extremely high level. Like, I have to go in there with my guys every day and, hey, guys, you can't be mad about that. That is, like, he just made an unbelievable throw. You had great coverage, whatever it may be. He made an unbelievable throw. He's making throws that I've never seen him make. And it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. The ability to move around in the pocket and keep himself alive and be able to get the ball out of tight spots, recognizing coverages and where to go with the ball. He's not making bad decisions. Not that he made bad decisions before, but he's making the right decisions. I mean, he is really grown into a really, really good quarterback. Letty is Letty. He's special, as we all know. The O-line has gotten tremendously better. They've really come together as a group, gotten physically stronger, had a great summer, in my opinion, and you can see that on film because our D-line's pretty salty, and they hold their own, more than their own at times. The wide receiver core is from top to bottom, and I have not seen Oklahoma, but they're pretty good, obviously. We all know Oklahoma is, but I would be shocked if there's a better top-to-bottom group than what we have here. And I know Coach Parker would be mad at me for saying that, but that's the way I feel, and I tell him that also. Winston Wright is a problem. Bryce Wheaton is a problem. Sam James is a problem. Sean Ryan is a problem in his own way. They got a really, really good group. So there's really no weaknesses. You know, you don't have Mike O right now. But he's really, really talented. Banks is really talented. Those young guys have talent, and they'll be good. I'm really excited about what our offense can do. I'm excited to see because we struggle mightily against them at times, and they struggle against us at times. We've got the potential to be really good. We'll see what happens.
So as a coach, you feel pretty good about the battles that are going on each day between both units?
Yes.
And it's bringing the, I guess, all tied, you know, rises all boats,
yes,
that type of thing.
I really feel great about it. There's not been a practice where one side is just completely dominated, and that's what you want. And a lot of position coaches on a side don't normally look at it that way. I do, just because that's the way I am, is I look at bigger picture. And it really goes just like that all practice long. is even the plays that we're making at times, it's completely contested, and people are just making great football plays. And it's not just – there's never a time where it's bad ball. And it's really exciting to watch. It's really fun to be a part of. I'll get to see a little bigger picture of it now, sitting back out a little bit further, but I'm really excited about where this team is headed. We're not anywhere close to being there. I'm not saying that by any means, but we got the potential to be a really good football team if we continue to work and continue to progress.
Then a little bit later, when Coach Trickett got up to the dais, I asked him what it was like going up against West Virginia's defense each day, and this is what he had to say.
Going to a game plan, you have, all right, this is what we expect. We know from this defense coordinator's identity based on film, based on tendencies. We get 10,000 reports, all those kind of things. So you know what you could possibly see. And then you have rules to bail you out if for some reason something comes up to that. Well, with our guys, we see everything you can possibly see. We see all different fronts, every different snap, guys coming from all over. And essentially, like, wherever you ID, it could be a D lineman or a linebacker or safety or even a corner. So, you know, from a communication standpoint, it stresses you. And so that's where that growth has really helped us. But also, you know, like when we go pass pro and all of a sudden we're on Dante Steele's by formation, tight end's got to block him. I mean, that's, hey, cowboy up, let's go. You know what I mean? So that's one thing. But it's been good. Because there's times where if we block Dante, I let him know it. Then he comes back and it's harder on my guy the next go around. But and then even routes, same deal. So it's been it is an iron sharpens iron. They are a very complex defense. It blows my mind every day because I went against it when I was at my last job in the conference, and it was hard to get an idea. Now I kind of know it. It's really neat about how it kind of makes it to where those kids can play fast and know what to do, but it's so hard for us on offense. That's what's really neat.
As you can imagine from listening to both coaches talk, it's a case of high tides rising all boats, and that's certainly been the case so far during preseason camp as the Mountaineers get ready for their season opener coming up just 2 weeks away on Saturday, September 4th over at College Park against Maryland. Today, the Mountaineers are scheduled to have a light practice up on the Steve Annaline Family Practice Facility. And the Mountaineers will be scrimmaging inside the stadium under the lights in front of the student body on Tuesday. And that will be the final practice of fall preseason camp. And after that, it's all Maryland prep. That's today's practice report. I'm John Antonik. Thanks for listening.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.